Okay. We've been discussing the last few days certain aspects of being considerate to others, particularly in the realm of when we're serving Hashem. The next thing to discuss is our things related to a meal. Here also, things about what it means to be considerate. So, he's discussing things about being considerate to others as it relates to meals and eating. Yanei Suda. It writes in Yud Aleph, Chadarochel o makom achila tziburi. If you have a public place where people are eating, bonog shekol hamakdim tofis mekamos pnuyim gam avur acherim. So if it's normal that you're sitting in some sort of a cafeteria or it's a kiddush and it's normal for people to reserve spots for other people they want to serve, save spots for, osmanos ha'ochel avur achaverev shiter migiyo hadavar imater. So if I want to save seats for somebody else, or I want to grab food and save it for somebody else who hasn't arrived yet, if that's normal in that situation, then that's permitted. Even if that means that other people might lose out from that, it's permitted if that's a norm. But if it's not a normal thing to do, if it's not a minhag in that particular community or setting to do that, so by saving a seat for somebody else, there will be somebody else who came in before my friend who will not have a place to sit. If it's not the normal thing, if saving spots or reserving seats is not normal, then I'm not allowed to do it. So again, that's a part of sort of common sense and manners, is that if it's assumed that people save spots for each other, then fine. But if not, and somebody else is going to lose out, then one shouldn't do that. So if you have food that's being put out, if you have a waiter going around at a shmorg and they're giving out, or it's a buffet, whatever, so whoever gets the food, gets the food. Once they have it, it's theirs. So once I've taken that food, nobody else is allowed to take it without my permission. One point it was up for grabs, but once I've gotten it, it's mine. Of course, that does not mean that you take the whole tray for yourself and call dibs on it, but within reason. So let's say you have a number of people eating at a table, and there's food that's put out on each table, and there's one thing left over. So I don't know. Let's say you have Franks and blankets on a table, and there's one left over. So in the kachta lulo kabbalas reshus bishar ha'sadim. So you should ask everybody else who's there if it's okay if you take the last one. Obviously, assuming that you haven't that everyone's already had to take the last one, you should ask for permission. Can't go to another table and take their leftovers. That food that's on that table belongs to them. So you can't go taking from another table without the permission from the people there. So somebody who didn't eat his own portion can give it to somebody else. So let's say there's some leftovers, and it might be saved for another occasion, but I'm allowed to give it to somebody else who didn't have yet. Yudalet misarchim beveiz anashim shadaim einam shomer Torah mitzvah. So let's say you have you're hosting people who are not observant or not yet observant, as he says. Meikar din asar lahagish lahem pasu dol malchal mashke. So, technically speaking, the halacha is that you shouldn't serve them food if you know that they're not going to wash or make appropriate brachos. Except for one's parents, keep it out of the aim, does apply this in the circumstance. Even if you know your parents aren't going to make the bracha. So you notice in the footnotes that this doesn't apply for tzedakah. So if you have a poor person who comes in asking for food, and they're not observant, so you don't make the cheshbonos of whether or not they're going to make a bracha. You give it to them anyway. And then he cites from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, And I'm going to quote here: "She im harech me osam she im lo yisnagu im abenim usam mekubal lechabdan b'macha amashke." So let's say if you're purposely not serving such a person because you don't think they're going to make brachas, and it's obvious, and yalvu biyoser, and then that's going to cause them they're going to be insulted by that. Imvakshem levarachir bekach pekia. And likewise, so let's say I do put it out by saying you have to make a bracha to eat this, and that's going to that's also going to be a little bit offensive. Not necessarily going to be offensive, but if it might be offensive, adif lechabdam asher liman amikach. Better to honor them appropriately, and to serve them. Sharei achasha shuv lifnei iver lo titei michshol. Bekana demaniya mil chabdam samim bifnei michshol harbe yoser god halul lehavi leharbe michsholim. So if you decide not to serve somebody because you don't think they're going to make brachos, and they know that's why you're not serving them. So you think you're saving them from eating without making a bracha, but you're placing another michshol, you're placing another stumbling block in front of them, that by insulting them, they're not going to want to associate with observant Jews, or they're not going to want to come closer to observance. So those factors certainly would have to be weighed in those cases. Tazvav, emi saklin b'fnei ochav v'lo b'manav l'shelfanav. You shouldn't look at somebody's food at what they're eating or at their plate, kedisha lo levaisho, in order not to embarrass them. Don't want them to think that they're. Don't want someone else to think that you're watching, you know, how much they're eating and what they're eating, and give that person the idea that you're judging them in a certain way. So problem abi barabo admor ushar tamir chachamim de lilmor orchos nimus vanangas achiroshtia. Exception to that is that one's allowed to look at the plate and the manner of eating of a rabbi or Talmud Chacham, because as we know, everything that Talmud Chacham does, there's something to learn from that. There's Torah to learn from that. So if you want to learn how such a person conducts themselves in the way they eat, you're allowed to observe. After kol ma sheyomer lo bal habayis aseh, it's a principle that you should do or eat whatever the host says. If you have like health reasons or particular legitimate reasons, then you don't have to do them. But otherwise, it might be generally polite to eat whatever the host puts in front of you.